Aquascapes and Landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
This is going to be a lot of fun because there are a lot of people in the studio. Say hello, everyone.
Hi.
Delighted to say that joining me on the Home and Garden Show today is Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping. Hello, Rob.
Hiya.
Oh, yeah, a round of applause for Rob, everyone. If we've got people here, we might as well use them. There we go. Rob, you've brought a band of people with you today because you did something very special over the summer period. First of all, tell us about Aquascapes and Landscaping and what you do, and then tell us about what this special thing was.
Aquascapes and Landscaping, we are a local company based in Wetherby, covering all aspects of landscaping, obviously aquatic things like ponds, water gardens, water features, that sort of thing.
And you make some beautiful gardens, don't you, Rob?
We do, yeah. We've done a few over the years.
And we've come to see some of them, and we've met some of the famous people that you garden for. Landscaper to the stars, I think it says on the back of your
van,
doesn't it, outside?
Yeah.
And you did something very special, which was less to do with... Well, it was to do with stars, actually. Less to do with celebrity-type stars, but more to do with stars of the next generation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a sunflower competition that we set up in back last April, actually. And we did a competition for local schools and nurseries to grow the biggest sunflower.
Now, this is something that I have tried to take part in my life many times. I, in fact, grew a sunflower this year. It died, so it didn't go well. I wouldn't have won this, but there were some great entries, weren't they? How many people did you have enter?
I don't know the actual quantity, but we'd had a few local schools were trying to do a bit. I think a few people did have a few disasters, so they sort of they faded fairly quickly, a lot of them.
Right.
I don't know because we had a sort of a wet start to the summer, or I don't know, a lot of people weren't very successful.
But there were some people who were successful,
some
weren't there?
Crackers, yeah.
How tall did we see of the sunflowers?
The tallest one overall was 12 foot in the end.
12 foot? That's absolutely huge. And the person who grew the 12 foot sunflower is in the studio. Isabel, can you shout hello from there?
Hello.
Isabel's a little bit timid, but Isabel has got... You've got people with you today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Who's here with you?
My grandma and my mum.
Your grandma and your mum. Grandma, just take a step forward for me. What's your name, Grandma?
Barbara.
Barbara. Tell us about Isabel's sunflower.
Well, Isabel grew a sunflower in my garden, and we've had actually quite a lot this year. We grew quite a few, didn't we, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just watered it and looked after it. Sun wasn't for us, really, though. It was... bit miserable a lot of the day, so it didn't really come out until this last week, but it kept growing and growing like Jack of the Beanstalk.
So you've managed to have a successful sunflower despite all the odds. Against all odds, you've got a 12 foot sunflower. Now, this competition, there were prizes attached to it. Tell us about the prizes, Rob.
Yeah, the first prize was for the grower was £25 cash and £100 for the chosen school. Second prize was £10 and the third prize was £5.
You can do a lot with a fiver when you're primary school age. Barbara, tell us about the prize money here because, Isabel, you are wearing a uniform that does not look like a primary school uniform. So you've actually finished primary school since you started this, haven't you? Yeah, and you can now go to St John Fisher's, I can see there, on your blazer. But before, you went to primary school. Which primary school did you go to? You can answer that if you want, Gran.
Decent Gates.
And what's going to happen with this prize money then? Because you obviously got that £100 and you got your £25 for yourself. What are you going to do with it?
Well, the £100, we would like to donate it to St Joseph's Primary School in Wetherby. The boys all go there and we thought that would be nice because... Isabel's moved on from the primary school. Nice if that's okay to Rob.
That's fine.
Well, whatever it is, enjoy spending your £25 and congratulations for winning. Let's have a round of applause for Isabel. And we have three young men over the other side of the studio. Who wants to come over and introduce themselves?
Connor.
Connor, how old are you?
10.
You're 10. So, Connor, you tell us which school you go to again.
St Joseph's Catholic Primary School.
And that's in Wetherby, isn't it? So, did you enter the competition as well?
Yeah.
And how tall did your sunflower grow?
10 foot.
10 foot 6, 10.5 feet, fantastic. And you came third, didn't you?
Yes.
Is that right? Fantastic. How did you feel coming third?
Great.
So you have won £5 for yourself. What are you going to spend your £5 on?
We're going to give it to school.
You're going to give it to school? So you're going to put it in with the £100 that's come from the first prize that's been kindly donated. You're going to put your £5 in for school as well. How generous. Fantastic. Do you know what the school are hoping to spend the money on?
Probably some new equipment.
Some new equipment.
We're running kind of low.
We're running low on equipment, are you? Okay, good. Well, fantastic. Well, I hope the school really appreciates all of that money. And well done for growing your sunflower and coming third. Well done, Connor. Now, I'm hoping that you lot have... Have you taken photos of your sunflowers?
Yeah, I took
those. Oh, a wallet full of old school photos. He's actually got them developed. This is brilliant.
I did them at Boots this morning.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put some of those photos online at strayfm.com/home. It's all the home and garden stuff you can see there. And you can get a link over to find out more about aquascapes and landscaping, can't you, Rob? Is this something you've done before, this competition?
No, this is the first year. We always do them at home. So I just thought this year we'd do it for a bit of fun, just to try and get the children involved. And it's been pretty successful, so we'll probably do it again next year.
Fantastic. So you can see those photos, as I say, online at strayfm.com/home. Everybody, let's have a big cheer to finish off.
Yay! Aquascapes and landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.